anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you're feeling blessed today. There is a lot going on right now, such as people protesting the police, the government, COVID-19. Then you have the mask debates on whether you should wear them or not. Before I go on to our subject today, I want to warn you that this is not a topic you want your children to hear. But it is very important that if you have children, that you hear this. So please, listen when you are free from the children. I am getting information on how Hollywood elites and government officials are connected to pedophilia. How come this is not all over the news? Wouldn't this be bigger than COVID and all those other stories? Could it be that they want you to fight over other issues to keep you from learning about the real scandal going on? The real scandal that's going down right now before our very eyes? A lot has come out once Jeffrey Epstein was arrested, but then he mysteriously kills himself. And now his ex-girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell? Well, she's arrested and fears for her life. We find out that she owned a submarine company named Terramar, and it has been shut down due to being linked to Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Submarines are believed to be used as systematic child abuse bases, or SCABs. It's thought to be located deep underground beneath Epstein's island. What a way for a billionaire's pedophile ring to use a submerged vessel for the use of trafficking children? Maxwell also owned a yacht named Plan B. She is accused of being the madam for Epstein's young girls. Well-known celebrities are connected to Epstein, like Prince Andrew, Oprah, Tom Hanks, Bill Clinton, and so many, 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 many more. I recently saw a post where someone was offended by a t-shirt that Target is selling. It has an upside-down slice of pizza, and the top part is separated as if it were the all-seeing eye. It says, "In pizza, we trust." The all-seeing eye represents the Illuminati, which is another theory often spoken about in government. And celebrities have been accused of being a part of it. Many people were expressing how it's just a cute shirt for pizza lovers. So, I was curious as to what else could it be about. Well, in my curiosity, I began learning more than I ever wanted to know. There are so many theories and words that if you saw them, you may think nothing of it. There are symbols like bunny ears linked to pedophilia. It's unbelievable. But guys, if you have children, here are a few things you need to know in order to keep them protected. Here are a few words that are being linked to pedophilia, and here's what they are supposed to represent. I will leave it to you on whether you believe this is just a conspiracy theory or if it is truth. Adrenochrome. Adrenochrome, naturally occurring, is the human endocrine secretion and is more common in children's blood due to fear. In other words, it is a type of drug that is a crop person. The symbol used is the white rabbit. Now, as the conspiracy theory goes, adrenochrome is a natural compound found in the adrenal glands, and it spikes at moments of fear or terror, and it provides a euphoric high so powerful that to take it even once is to become immediately addicted and unable to survive without it. And the only way to get it is to kill and devour frightened children. Adrenochrome is also a popular topic in conspiracy circles. It's a drug of the Hollywood elite. It's addictive. It's harvested from tortured children in satanic rituals. The current strain of theory is that a huge amount of celebrities have come down with COVID-19 due to a tainted batch of adrenochrome. Frazzle drip. Now, Doglish is the one responsible for leaking a copy of the infamous Hillary and Uma pedophilia snuff video to the dark web, codenamed Frazzle Drip, on Anthony Weiner's computer. Yes, this video clip and others like it are real, and Doglish posted them all the way from Nepal. Frazzle Drip is the name of a snuff film on Anthony Weiner's laptop. It was apparently in a folder titled Life Insurance. It is a video of Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin cutting a young girl's face off and wearing as a mask in front of her. If you remember, Uma Abedin was Hillary Clinton's deputy chief of staff and her vice chair for her campaign in 2016. And she was also Anthony Weiner's wife. QAnon. The letter Q is referenced for QAnon, and QAnon believers commonly tag their posts with the hashtag WWG1WGA, which stands for the motto, "Where we go one, we go all." Those who subscribe to the QAnon conspiracy theory believe that a person who posts messages on the 4chan and 8chan internet message boards under the name Q is a high-ranking government official. According to Q, President Trump is on the verge of exposing a cabal of pedophiles, globalists, and celebrities who secretly control America. What's interesting is that if this group is all theory with not any truth to it, then why is Facebook, Twitter, and Google removing and blocking all posts or info on QAnon? Why is it when you put the hashtag #SaveTheChildren on Facebook, you get a message that it has been censored for being offensive? Why would Mark Zuckerberg or anyone else find this hashtag #SaveTheChildren offensive? Could they be involved also? Try it. I did and found out it's true. It does offend someone. Pedogate. The people who rule ritualistic pedophilia and child sacrifice. Pedogate. The people in power are pedophiles. They've been in control of mankind for many centuries. For those hundreds of years, they've hunted for power and youth. They're willing to do anything for a taste of innocence mixed with fear. Exposing the hagfishes to the sanitizing effects of daylight. The entries on this page are not to insinuate the guilt of anyone, but rather to inform and motivate for additional investigation and prosecution of even those not yet discovered. All it takes for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Besides those links, there's also pedogate.org, and it lists a dateline with links to pedophile cases all over the world. There are stories there which include well-known people. For example, one mentions Whoopi Goldberg advising that Roman Polanski's rape of an underage girl wasn't really rape. For those of you who do not know who Roman Polanski is or haven't heard of his story, here it is real briefly. In March of 1977, when Roman Polanski was 43 years old, a film director, he was arrested and charged in Los Angeles with 5 offenses against Samantha Geimer, who was a 13-year-old girl at the time. She was raped by use of drugs, perversion, sodomy, lewd and lascivious acts upon a child under 14, and furnishing a controlled substance to a minor. At his arraignment, Polanski pleaded not guilty to all charges, but later accepted a plea bargain whose terms included dismissal of the 5 initial charges in exchange for a guilty plea. We now know that Hollywood has been doing inappropriate things with women and children working in the industry. Recently, huge names have come forward when Epstein died. Chrissy Teigen deleted over 60,000 tweets that were inappropriate about children. Oprah made comments during an interview a while back that said, does it really hurt the children if they're being loved? I'll leave that up to you and what you think she meant. In 2017, there was an article claiming that pedophiles are too powerful to shut down. This would be because they are government officials and Hollywood elites. Remember when a lot of celebrities claimed they would move out of the U.S. if Donald Trump became president? Well, they didn't. But now it makes you wonder if they were nervous about what would come out if he won the presidency. Many are running scared, and a few have left the country when their names came out from Epstein's flight logs. Are they concerned about everyone finding out about their pedo lifestyle? There are so many symbols and codes in pedophilia that I can't possibly know them or give them all to you. According to the FBI, here are a few. A hot dog is a boy. Pizza is a girl. Cheese is a little girl. Pasta is a little boy. Ice cream is a male prostitute. Walnut is a person of color. Map is semen, and sauce is orgy. I have so many links to help you with this information. The first link in my references will send you to this page that I just read, and it will also show you the symbols for boy lover, little boy lover, girl lover, and child lover. These symbols look harmless unless you know what they represent. This is how pedophiles find each other. Parents, please keep your eyes on what your children are reading or playing on the internet, because they could very well become a victim to these pedophiles without even knowing it until it's too late. One of Podesta's emails read like this: "Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than pasta?" He was referring to a little girl or a little boy. Pizzagate. The symbol for this is obviously the upside-down triangle. Pizzagate is considered another conspiracy theory where Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, Hillary's former campaign chair, and many other Democrats run an underground ring to molest children. They run this underground sex ring in a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. Macaulay Culkin left Hollywood and started a band called the Pizza Underground. It's known that Macaulay Culkin was passed around and raped a lot during his time in Hollywood. As I mentioned earlier about the t-shirt that Target and other retailers are selling with the all-seeing eye over an upside-down pizza slice reading "In Pizza We Trust," many would think this is just a cutesy shirt about pizza. But now that you know a few hidden meanings about pedophilia, what do you think? Would you allow your child to wear that shirt? Let me know what your thoughts are on this. Many people suspect that the mask-wearing mandates could be helping you not be able to recognize pedophiles. They also suggest that it makes it easier to take your child. Think about it. If your child goes missing and you post the pics of your child and everyone has to wear a mask, then how easy will it be to find your child? Before, it was an option to wear a mask, but not long after all of this pedophilia news came out, now it's mandated to wear a mask in public. Parents, be aware of where your children are at all times. Be aware of the people around you, because you now have no way to really describe them if something goes down. One thing I notice throughout life is that whenever anyone, whether it's the media or just someone you know personally or publicly, that keeps stories or rumors going, what is it that they are trying to keep from you? For example, if you have to testify against someone for doing wrong, it's common for the person that did something wrong to discredit the witness in order to, number one, hope that the people don't believe the witness, and number two, to take the attention off of them and bring it on to someone else. We see this all the time, even in our personal lives. So why wouldn't people with fame, money, and power not play that same game? Please learn all that you can about this, and I have many references below to guide you, and these will lead you to many other good information sites as well. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.